the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What is the dumb thing that you are named after?
Or just, yeah. What are you named after? Because I didn't want it. I don't want it to seem as though I'm saying I'm named after Joe from the Bible, and that's stupid. Don't mince my words.
Yes. This text, my dad wanted to name me Axel Foley from Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
After a lengthy disagreement, my parents settled for Brett from The Match Game.
Well, that's really different than Axel Foley.
A little bit.
Yeah. That would have been cooler. No offense, Brett.
It would have been. Even if it was just Axel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're still a rock star then. But Axel Foley, you're a badass.
Yeah.
I'm named after the daughter on Bewitched, so I'm Tabitha. That probably happened to a lot of people.
Okay, I bet that did happen a lot.
Sorry. Yeah. No offense.
A lot of Tabithas in that time.
Why would anyone take offense to you going, ugh?
Yeah, I mean, but the only thing that you held back on was barfing on your own shoes, but...
It's not you. Yeah. It's just other Tabithas I've known, like, in the way past.
You've known a lot of Tabithas?
There's been a couple. I didn't like them. I mean, kindergarten, there was one. And then I believe, like, third grade, another Tabitha.
I've never known one.
Rough times with Tabitha.
I remember in kindergarten, there was a girl in my class named Buffy. And when she told me her name, I said, that's my dog's name. And then she hated me.
Because if your name is Buffy, you have to say Buffy.
Buffy. Not where I lived. She had a scratchy voice like she'd been a cheerleader for 40 years before she started kindergarten at age 5. My name's Buffy. Oh. All right, you're gross.
Mm-hmm. There was a kid in my...
Anyone got a spinner?
Like nursery school or preschool or kindergarten or something. And his name was Stevenson.
Stevenson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not like that.
It's like you, but...
A surname before wealthier. Surnames mm-hmm. were cool as first names.
Yeah. Stevenson.
Yeah, Steve. He's like, better you. Mm-hmm. That's the worst part. Yeah.
I wonder what Stevenson's up to.
I bet it's really good.
He has a butler named Steve.
Looks like me.
Yeah.
I'm named after Jimi Hendrix. That's pretty good.
That is.
Happy without that. I am named Ashley after Ashley from Gone with the Wind. I haven't seen that, so that one's fine. But that's a normal name. It has to be a name that no one else has, and you have to explain every time.
Like, my name's Pie from the movie American Pie.
Right.
Because that's what Dad thought he was getting into.
Yeah. My name is Stifler's mom.
All right, I'm going to give you, Yahoo just did a thing about jobs and salaries and location.
Okay.
All right.
Because that matters, too. Like, you get paid a lot more in some areas than you do others, we
sure.
all know.
It should. I think that seems to be less the case for a lot of things now.
Well, that's true.
In certain ways.
Let's start with this one. Vet tech in Utah. Now, this started as a Reddit thread, and then Yahoo stole it. And now we're stealing it. So it's like three levels. A vet tech in Utah, what is their hourly salary?
$50 an hour.
50?
50.
A vet tech?
I would say 25.
I'm going to say 20.
I don't even think. I bet it's lower.
15.
15.
15 an hour.
Dang. 17.
Really? Isn't that you need to go to school, like certification, right?
You probably know a lot of what a vet does, but you don't have the certification of being a veterinarian if you're a tech.
Yeah, and everybody calls you a hamster nurse.
Yeah, it's like an EMT, you know, probably has a lot of the same training as a doctor, but if you're not a doctor.
That came naturally to you. Have you called somebody a hamster nurse before?
No, I haven't. I'm an officer on a container ship. I work about 6 months a year. Mostly my job is looking out the window at waves. How much does that person make?
I bet a lot. Oh,
120 grand a year.
Okay, so that's exactly correct.
For 6 months.
120
grand? 120 grand. Did you say 80?
Wow.
No, I said 20.
120 a year.
I wonder if they're working.
6 months on, 6 months off. I don't know if it's 6 months on or 6 months off. But
yeah, I was going to say, I wonder how that breaks down.
I don't know.
That would be sweet.
But you're away from your family for extended stretches.
If you have
time.
Family.
Yeah. And you're crossing the ocean in one of those big ships.
And you get scurvy. And then you have to have bad sex. Like, that I've read about on ships.
Ship sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is
like pirate, like butt pirates? This isn't even a joke. I read an old article.
I know I brought this up before.
It kind of is. Yes. I read an article, and there was lots of bad sodomy on ships.
Butt pirates.
That's where, and I'm not saying that's where the term came from. I don't know.
Probably not. But I mean, are we talking now? Like when
I can't say
like that Tom Hanks movie where those pirates stole the ship.
He's the captain.
Was he like, oh, thank God, because this was really bad. Finally, some new anuses.
I'm just gonna say no.
Or was he like, oh, this is terrifying. They might kill us, but at least they're not butt pirates.
I'm gonna say no because I don't want. I don't like the.
What kind of pirate are you? Robbery pirate. Oh,
okay.
Fantastic. This is your ship now. Mm-hmm. You're the captain. Let me tell you.
I don't like the image of Tom Hanks just getting reamed like Marcellus Wallace.
Well. He probably doesn't need it. That's why he's one of the best actors in the world.
Yeah. That's why he took the shot. Or that guy took the shot. He didn't.
On my list of words I didn't think would come up today in combination, both butt and pirate appear, so I've won a gold star.
It's a well-known thing.
Everyone's talking.
I work in New York City as a roll-off dumpster driver.
How's bragging camp going?
With hourly salary.
Wait, a roll-off dumpster driver?
Like a garbage truck, but that just deals with the dumpsters?
I think so.
No, they roll the dumpster off and then leave it there. Like those big dumpsters.
Like a construction
that sounds right.
Construction site.
That sounds plausible. In New York City, though.
They get guaranteed overtime.
Probably
what is their salary
probably
per year?
Probably a Teamster.
It's an hourly rate, but what is their salary per year on average?
$100,000.
I'll bet 150.
130,000.
Okay.
Wow.
It's New York.
They also get
medical,
a pension, and both paid 100% by the employer. That's
Is
a good
that technically
job.
Like waste management?
Yes. Air traffic controller. How much?
200.
250.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, what city or what?
Doesn't say on that one.
250.
Yeah, I would say 250 as well.
Mm-hmm.
$100,000.
Oh.
They say that's like the most stressful job in the world. You'd think that was paid a little higher.
I think that's, I think that's a big part of it. They're like overworked. There's not a lot of them.
Or
they have a very important job to keep people alive and in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get paid that much.
I feel like every teacher just now heard that and thought, yeah, me too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They should.
I work at a recycling plant. I get paid blank dollars an hour to stand at a conveyor belt and pick out the glass.
$12.
That's saving the planet. That's a very important job.
I know.
I'll say 80.
40.
50.
$35 an hour?
Oh, not bad.
35 an hour?
No, that's so tedious, though, sorting glass out of recycles.
Times. It would
All
be,
the
yeah.
Cuts 40 on your fingers.
Hours. I don't think they're doing it barehanded.
Yeah. They do it with their mouth.
That's 70
that's
grand
a, really
a
good
year.
Point.
I forgot they have to eat it afterwards, too.
I am a line cook and manager for a busy restaurant. I get paid blank per hour, plus tip share, plus profit share from the two recipes of mine that are on the menu. That's pretty cool.
Oh.
$25 an hour.
I didn't know they did that.
I didn't either.
I didn't either. I don't know. I don't even, like a line chef.
Are we doing hourly? Or
this one's
doing
an hourly,
30?
Yeah, $35.
$19 an hour.
That sounds like a ripoff.
Also has tips. So that's an hour.
That's the hour
on top
plus
of that.
Share of tips and menu
profit
sharing.
Share.
Yep.
So every time somebody orders their meal, they get a little
dime.
Probably, yeah.
But still,
mm-hmm.
better than nothing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. A couple texts. I make a lot of people upset that dumpster driver makes a lot more than a lot of people. A lot of them with the F word in it.
Could you?
That one was from my girlfriend, actually. Mm-hmm.
The thought of driving a truck in New York City for any amount of time, like, it makes my heart tighten.
Like, day in and day out, I mean, it does seem like a lot, but that would be a stressful. I mean, it's not a glamorous, awesome blast job, I'm guessing.
You get yelled at by a lot of people. There's tiny streets. Like, New York it can be suffocating at times.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably hitting something every day.
Or you're not hitting something every day.
Probably right.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.